A baby harbor seal was found on Petroglyph Beach back in June. She was just 1 week old and emaciated, wedged between some rocks. Some rescuers named her Rocky and flew her to the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward the next day. Now, people are gathered on the same beach, waiting for her return. 7-year-old Rooney Schaefer met Rocky the day she was rescued.
It got stuck under a rock and then they saved it.
She says she's excited to see Rocky off again and hopes she lives. Schaefer's mom, Katie Rooney, says she helped take care of Rocky before she flew out.
At first she was just kind of lethargic, you know, and then we gave her some subcutaneous fluid treatments. And by the second one, you could tell she was feeling a little bit better, getting a little sassy, you know. And then in the morning, like when we did the last one before we put her on the plane, you could tell she was feeling better and she kind of wanted to snuggle.
She says she and her neighbor would take Rocky out of the kennel and give her fluid treatments. Normally, seals are not affectionate with humans. But Rooney says that Rocky was.
She let me rub her little tummy before she took off. And seriously, if you can start your day petting a seal pup's tummy, like, that's going to be a good day. She was just so fuzzy and soft. And yeah, I mean, it was really something to be able to be part of it, to help.
Soon, a couple of helpers string out a very long rope on the beach in the shape of a large V, with the wider part leading towards the ocean. The rope will show Rocky which way to go, plus it's a boundary line between her and the spectators. Wranglerite Danica Smalley is here to assist. She's holding on to a large piece of cardboard to help out in case Rocky tries to cross the rope.
If she tries to go towards people, that they can block her, so and she won't be able to see. And what they said is that she has some personality to her, so I'm excited.
Alaska Sea Life Center employees carry Rocky to the beach in her kennel. Savannah Costner is one of them. She has everyone gather along the V line and gives the crowd instructions so the seal can move safely to the water without much fear.
Today with me, we have what you guys have called Rocky. Our naming theme this year was peppers, and so we have named her Reaper after the Carolina Reaper pepper because of her very spicy attitude. She is one of our spiciest seals that we've had this year.
Yes, Rocky has multiple names now. Rocky, Reaper, even number 13. To avoid confusion, we'll stick with Rocky. Costner says that when they first saw Rocky, she was very skinny and had tremors. She also had no ring markings around her eyes, indicating dehydration.
By the time we got her to Seward, those tremors have actually progressed and she was a little bit unresponsive. She did take to the emergency life-saving IV medications really well. She was found to be dehydrated and underweight.
Now, Rocky's no longer underweight. The Sea Life Center plumped her up and she's double the weight of what she was. Costner says that all they want is for Rocky to be out in the ocean, and the sooner they can do that, the better it is for the seal.
She is actually turned around in the kennel right now. This is the most amount of people that she has ever seen in her entire life, okay? So when we go to open that kennel door, I would like for everyone to be very quiet. We don't want to scare her, okay?
Rocky hesitates at first. She pokes her head out and looks left and right. Everyone is quiet. And then Rocky takes her first few galumphs, or flops, along the beach toward the water. She's very dark in color with a marbling of lighter shades. And this time she does have dark rings around her eyes. As she galumphs, you can see a slight wave of her blubber. Once she reaches the ocean, she submerges her body in the water. But she doesn't just swim away. She looks around at everyone behind her.
Bye!
Maddie Welch with the Alaska Sea Life Center says she has high hopes for the seal.
We feel really good about her chances. She's been
the spiciest, most aggressive from day one. Like, she was down and out and still wanted to rip your face off.
Welch says that after they got over the first couple of days at the center, Rocky was on the mend and made great strides.
She was one of our first to catch on to fish school, where they kind of teach themselves that they should be eating fish. And so we kind of transitioned them from formula to fish.
Rocky's future might not be known. She's not being tracked, but she does have a blue tag on her flipper.
If you see any dark seal that's tagged, it's probably her, but it has a 199 on it. So we love to hear from people calling in. We have a 24/7 hotline, and so people can call in and tell us that, hey, I saw a dark seal in Wrangell. It was probably her. And so we can kind of keep track of her that way.
Where'd you go?
After Rocky swims away from the beach, she returns a few times, popping her head up out of the water and looking at everyone. Eventually, though, she swims farther into her natural territory and off to do what seals do to survive. Reporting from Petroglyph Beach in Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.